USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House has no plans to take action on reports of Russia paying bounties for U.S. soldier deaths in Afghanistan. And that's because President Trump reportedly does not believe the reports are actionable or even true. That's according to the Washington Post. The news that Moscow may have been paying the Taliban to kill Americans grabbing headlines this week, but the president's dismissed it as fake news. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that the president is well aware of the risks that Russia does pose to the United States.
President Trump has been serious about responding to this in a way that protects America, keeps Americans safe, and every day working diligently to make sure that we keep our soldiers safe.
A huge infrastructure proposal has been approved by the House, but is not expected to see action in the U.S. Senate. And this is USA Radio News.
Did you see President Trump's latest tweet? He says the new book Blitz is hot and urges you to read it. Trump calls David Horowitz a great author. Get Blitz. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. In Blitz, David Horowitz warns about Antifa and makes stunning predictions about Trump in the coming months. They will shock you. Blitz also reveals the secret billionaires out to stop Trump. Mike Huckabee says if every American reads this book, Trump will win. Mark Levin says Blitz is indispensable. Get Blitz at bookstores or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. blitz411.com. And don't forget to see David Horowitz on Newsmax TV all this week. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable channel. Now on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Optimum, Cox, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, WOW, and more. Just check your cable guide. And get Blitz today at bookstores or 800-NEWSMAX.
Republican senators are reportedly considering replacing Columbus Day with Juneteenth as a federal holiday in the United States. The day celebrates the ending of slavery, but some lawmakers don't want it added to the list unless another federal holiday is removed. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson saying yesterday that Columbus Day is the one that should go, though he says he's open to other choices. The Mississippi flag has gone from the state capitol there. The flag with the Confederate emblem was removed a day after Governor Tate Reeves signed a measure to do away with it. The push to change the flag coming amid ongoing national discussions about race. MPC International, which operates more than 1,000 Pizza Huts and 400 Wendy's restaurants, says it's filing for bankruptcy. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Department of Homeland Security said it plans to deploy a newly established task force to protect federal statues and other monuments over the 4th of July weekend. Acting Secretary Chad Wolf established the Protecting American Communities Task Force to protect monuments after many had been toppled in recent weeks because of their links to slavery, racism, or colonialism. President Trump signed an executive order last week to protect federal monuments and directed the department to provide personnel to assist with the effort. Wolf said his department will monitor potential civil unrest or destruction and deploy resources to protect federal monuments and work with the Interior and Justice Departments to share intelligence. The effort comes amid widespread Black Lives Matter protests worldwide, inspired by the police-involved death of George Floyd in Minneapolis on May 25th. Some demonstrators have brought down or attempted to bring down statues honoring historic figures who have owned slaves or been involved in the Confederacy or efforts to forcefully relocate Native Americans. In some places, leaders have approved the official removal of such statues, including a Confederate monument in Denton, Texas, a statue of President Theodore Roosevelt at the American Museum of Natural History in New York, and a statue of George Preston Marshall, the founder of the NFL's Washington Redskins. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.